much about.
So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
Really sorry to barge in. I don't know what's up here. And if I interrupted something, I'm sorry, but this is important. I really, really felt like it was important that I come up here and make it known to both of you, but mostly you, that I am here.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad Boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
So filthy. So nasty. Someone call someone.
Well, a grandma in Japan proves that age is nothing but a number for some. Granny on the ones and twos there. I like that. Here's a look at the world's oldest DJ turning the tables, laying down tracks at a popular nightclub in Tokyo. The 82-year-old has cooked with her family business for several years. But then a few years back, the Tokyo woman decided to kick off a new career in spinning music. And she has no plans in stopping anytime soon.
Are you excited for your party?
Not one bit.
That's a woman for you.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Ah, mamma mia.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Roll another one, just like the other one. This one seems to be about quit.
Catch me outside, how about that?
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
The avocado hands.
Roll another one.
Get ready to rock, America.
Just like the other one.
This just got real.
This one seems to be about this mess.
That is incorrect.
And I don't have another cent.
Nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know.
Tina, come get some ham.
Just pass it around.
Do your job, Kevin. Do your freaking job.
And don't bogart that joint, my friend.
I don't know. Ask Tori Spelling's mom.
And just pass it on down.
And now.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to another all-new Kevin and Bean Show. This time it's a Fri-yay
day.
Our feature presentation.
It's Friday. It is.
I got slapped down bad last week, man.
Well,
right out of the gate.
You know why? It isn't Friday. That's why. It's Friday.
You've already lost this argument.
It's Friday, the 22nd of June. Welcome to an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, kids.
Hey.
What was that? I just heard a ding.
No, you didn't.
Move on.
I wonder whose that was then.
All right.
Everything's fine.
Guys, I saw my second movie in 2 weeks last night.
You are out of control.
I'm on fire.
Wow.
I can't stop and I won't stop.
Wow, that's crazy. That's like everyone else seeing one a year.
Right. Wait, hold on.
No,
is that
that's like that's like everybody else seeing one a day.
Okay, thank you.
Better.
And I think it's because I love documentaries. Documentaries are my favorite. And I find myself when I have the time and I've got some Netflix, I'm right into the documentaries. You know, like we were talking about Evil Genius last week. You know, that's what there's something about real life stuff that fascinates me even more than made up stuff for the most part. I mostly read nonfiction, for instance, same reason. But 2 weeks ago, or less than 2 weeks ago, I saw the RBG documentary about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and last night I went to see the Pope's movie.
The Pope's movie.
Yes, Pope Francis has
a
documentary.
Didn't know Pope had a movie.
He does.
Yeah, it's him at Glastonbury. Just it's him partying.
It's R-rated, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah. It is wonderful, you guys.
What is it? A documentary about the Pope?
Yes,
and Pope Francis.
Pope Francis, yes.
Okay.
And he not only participates, but, I mean, he is the central figure in it. In that, I mean, that much of the movie is him looking right into the camera and speaking and answering questions. And
gotta tell you,
I don't need a reality show with the Pope.
Same. Out. No, thank you.
Yeah. Unless you say he did the soundtrack and he edited it, I'm a little creeped out by
this. Wait, hold on. Why not? Why wouldn't you be interested in what the Pope has to say? I mean, he's a brilliant man. And
there are a lot of brilliant men that I don't want to hear what they have to say.
I just don't want him looking at the camera. Like, I don't know. There's something, like, office-y about it. I don't want that. I don't want that in my Pope. I've said that for years. I don't want you pulling a Jim.
And he simplifies things so much because he's just such a very decent man. Look, I should backtrack and say I'm not a religious person.
This is the weird part. Being does not believe in God, but... Yeah,
but I do believe in being kind to other people.
Of course.
Yeah. But have reverence for him. I totally
understand
that.
Loves popes. I love them.
No, that's not true. I didn't like the Nazi Pope
you have
at
less,
all.
Yeah,
you
Nazi
have less,
Pope was a real dick.
You have lesser ones and better ones, but they're all on the list.
Mm-hmm. And by the way... what's going on with Pope Benedict? It's very suspicious that they not a word out of that cat for like 5 years,
sketchy
right?
Sketchy mofo.
You just call a pope a cat.
So, I mean, he's just. I mean, somebody said it best in the film that his whole life is a sermon because he is the great person we all wish we could be in terms of how accepting he is. Again, I'm not a religious person. I'm not a Catholic. I know there are a lot of problems with the Catholic Church in terms of not letting women be priests and lots of other things that they do that I don't approve of and agree with.
I think that's the least of their problems.
Right, I know. And by the way, he's very strong on that. He said not only do you get kicked out of the church, but everybody involved in the church should cooperate to the fullest extent of possibility with the law to make sure those people go down and
if
go to jail.
Only that happened and they just weren't moved to another parish.
I think,
but
I think
that's
it would be
coming
better.
From a long time Catholic that has a lot of issues.
Yeah, I get all of that.
As well.
I think my thing is that he just believes that people are good and gives people the benefit of the doubt. And he talks about so many pressing issues of the day. You know, like including immigration and migrants around the world. He's like, look, if you want security, give security. You know, and he just talks about how we're all brothers, and it's just so inspiring to see him meeting with imams from Islam and meeting with Jews and meeting with just everybody from all around the world. He's like,
he is the founder.
No, he's not at all.
He's the founder.
There's that too.
I mean, I just feel like if there were more people like them, there would be far fewer wars over faith.
Doesn't he always call people Bubba?
He does not.
Wouldn't that be awesome, though? That would be an awesome Pope
move. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, Bubba.
Like, hey, Bubba. I'm going to give you two Hail Marys.
He is a dick.
He's not a dick. He's a wonderful man.
I misunderstood.
And then you see him, like, counseling prisoners and washing the feet of the poor and just...
Does he do his own stunts?
It's not a Jackass movie, Kevin.
I'm out then.
The movie about why are you finding no interest whatsoever in this?
Because I have
man's...
no interest whatsoever in this movie.
What if he blew his nose and his eyeball popped out?
Then I'm in.
Right?
Now I'm in.
But guys,
he's the man who invented Booyah.
That would be awesome.
That movie I would watch.
All right. If
talking
any...
about the Pope.
Yes.
And a movie where he talks.
I am going to tell you that if you saw the film, and you won't. Ever,
I won't.
But if you were on a desert island and you had access to one movie.
I wouldn't watch
this
it.
One,
go
you
ahead.
Just wouldn't watch it. Right. What I'm saying is it's a humbling experience to see somebody who is that close to his faith and believes as strongly as he does in people and friendship and love. And I'm telling you. I've felt a little, a little changed walking out of the film.
In his pants.
Okay. I am apparently wasting this review on this audience.
Your version and my version of being in New Orleans are two completely different things.
Let me ask you.
Yes,
on
ma'am.
The ranking of popes, mm-hmm. you like him better than Pope John Paul II?
I do.
Do you know that you're extending this conversation?
Yeah. I do.
It's already gone on for 15 minutes?
I do.
Where Bean talks about the goddamn Pope?
Yeah.
He's my favorite Pope of all time.
That's great.
And I love him, and I'm already starting to get nervous that he's not a young man, because I want him to be Pope forever.
Sure.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
That sounds great. Let me know how that goes.
Keep it 100, because it's Friday. By the way, there was some questioning. All of the Armenian Comedian songs that we featured yesterday are available for Keep It 100.
Technically, we did play them on the radio, and that's what we said. If you've ever heard it on K-Rock, it's available.
If we have it in the system, which we do.
I don't know if I'm eligible. I am texting in today. I came up with a
song about the Pope.
I came up with a song yesterday that I'm dying to hear. I don't know why it popped into my mind, but I am going to text in later on this morning and try to get my song played.
Okay.
And then I'll call in and do the whole thing and everything.
Well, what are you doing this weekend? I'm going to see a Pope movie. All right. Why did you request this song?
I might go see it again. How do you like that? But anyway, would I be eligible if I texted in if I were Texture 100?
I don't believe so.
Did you miss a lot of jokes, so you want to see it again? You're like laughing. You're like, I got to see this a second time.
I would like to commit more of the Holy Father's words to memory. That's why I would like to see it again.
Oh, wow.
Can we just move on?
Okay.
Okay. Jersey Shore recap.
Omar says he loves and hates these people.
Cheers with beer mug. Mission Impossible Fallout. Mm-hmm. 30 Seconds to Mars. Back with what's... 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
By the way, Stryker yesterday pointed out that, you know, with a Warped Tour in town in Pomona yesterday, that No Doubt played the Warped Tour back in 1995. Now, when you think Warped Tour, you don't normally think about No Doubt.
Yeah, true.
I went on a little bit of a deep dive because I knew this was the last year for Warped Tour. I'm sorry, Allie. I'm stealing 30 seconds of your time. I apologize. Some of the other acts that have played the Warped Tour in the past that you would never associate with the Warped Tour include Kid Rock.
Sure.
Eminem.
Wow.
Eminem.
Wow.
Incubus. Doesn't sound like a fit, does it?
Nope.
Stained. Katy Perry. Baby, you're a fan. You were. Oh, hey, Katy Perry. Come on, show the world. You were. You go, girl.
I was beating the front row.
Is anything further away from the Warped Tour in your mind than Katy Perry?
No, definitely not.
She played it. And Limp Bizkit. So apparently there's a long, long history of bizarre bands play the Warped Tour. But this is the final run, and they got a couple more dates in California, and then we say goodbye. All right, 5:55 this Friday morning. Allie McKay, you're up. What's happening?
Well, yesterday we were talking about the Comedy Central roast of Bruce Willis that's going to take place on your televisions on Comedy Central July 29th. The roast... Roasters haven't been named yet, but yesterday we found out that the MC will be Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and we all thought, huh, okay, interesting.
Love him, but a strange choice.
Yeah, and I was wondering, what about Jeff Ross? And you had mentioned that you had talked to Jeff, and he said, oh, this roast, gonna be good.
And he said Bruce Willis asked for this roast.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, I have to say, I saw a little teaser yesterday.
Yes.
And I thought, okay, maybe Bruce Willis is kind of into it. Remember the movie The Sixth Sense?
Yes.
I See Dead People.
Uh-huh.
I won't give it away, but...
Right.
Right? So you've got Bruce Willis playing Bruce in this clip, and then Jeff Ross plays... Haley Joel Osment.
Oh, is that right?
In the bed, talking to him. But the back and forth between the two, trying to roast each other as characters from The Sixth Sense.
Huh.
Ish. Just take a listen.
I want to tell you my secret now.
Okay.
I see old people.
Well, I see chubby people.
I see bald people.
So do I.
I see former heartthrob people.
I see future heart blockage people.
I see easy target people.
I see shops at Target people.
I see can't turn down any action movie script that comes my way people.
I see can't turn down a third helping of potatoes people. And I'm not talking about sweet potatoes, which are pretty low on the glycemic index as far as potatoes go.
That was a good one.
Thanks.
I see this is just my B material. I haven't even gotten your music career yet, people.
I see I'm going to regret this roast.
Yippee-ki-roast, mother...
It's going to be a long M night.
Just saying.
That's pretty funny.
I didn't
like
hate it.
That's
right?
Pretty funny. Huh.
I'm into it.
When is this, Allie? Do we know?
The end of July. Late Sunday, July, yes. July 29th on Comedy Central. They're taping it a couple weeks earlier at the Hollywood Palladium. I don't know if there's tickets, but...
And I asked Jeff Ross if he would come in and tell us about it just before, and he said yes, absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very good stuff. So this weekend, pretty much just Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. I guess no one wants to go up against that movie. It's expected, you know when they say this, they're always wrong, but expected to bring in between $130 million and $140 million in North America.
I mean, I'll get to it if I can see, if I have time after the Pope movie.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
And you might be so deep in reflection after the Pope movie. You need
back.
A couple days.
That's a good point. Yeah. I hope to get to it.
Yeah. Pope had no comments on dinosaurs, by the way.
Thank you, Bean, for that update.
All right.
Incredibles 2.
Can we just vote? Have we heard enough about the Pope movie so far already today?
I think maybe,
all right, all hands up. Okay.
Yeah. Incredibles 2 expected to make another 80 to 90 million in second place. Not bad for your second weekend. That would be a great opening for a first weekend.
For almost all other movies.
Yes, absolutely. So pretty much just that in the theaters this weekend. And get your daughters ready. Mattel is putting together another movie based on those American Girl dolls. The film is currently being written by Neil Moritz. He did 21 Jump Street and the Fast and Furious films. What? That's a...
Yeah.
Okay. Which makes me wonder, is this kind of a departure for the American Girls? They getting a little, you know what I'm saying? No?
Somehow I doubt it.
Probably not at all.
Somehow I doubt it.
By the way, there have been other American Girl movies. You might remember 2006, Molly, an American Girl on the home front. 2005's Felicity, an American Girl adventure. What about 2004, Samantha, an American Girl holiday? Where'd she go?
I've not heard of any of those.
2008, Kit Kittredge, an American Girl. All right. What are you talking about? American Girl. American Girl.
All right, so I'm going to see the Pope movie, then American Girl.
Yeah.
And then if I have time, I'm going to go to Jurassic World.
Okay, excellent. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Roseanne spinoff. Spoiler alert, it's a go.
Is that right?
Yep.
Wow.
Some birthdays for you. Today's show, voice host, all-around good human being, Carson Daly. Actor Donald Faison, singer Cyndi Lauper, and actress Meryl Streep, and that's what's happening.
Later this hour, we will hook you up with tickets for Greta Van Fleet and Fidlar in the HD Radio Soundspace here at K-Rock. It's going to be next Tuesday. Kat Corbett and Megan Holliday will be your host. Two great bands, both playing together in the Soundspace. Tiny little room. We've never asked, Kevin, but we always guess it's around what? Around 150 people?
Yeah.
Something like that? Yeah. So small room to see two great up-and-coming bands. Keep listening. Your chance to win in about 20 minutes or so right here on K-Rock.
Beer Mug is here.
Hey Mugs.
Hey, up. There we go.
Mm. I just make a habit of not turning on this mic. My bad.
How dare you?
That's a good policy, actually.
Right? Come on. How you guys doing this morning?
We're good.
Mugs, did you do some DJing this morning?
I did, and let me tell you, I start at midnight and then go all the way up to you guys.
Oh, that's great.
And by the time 4 a.m. hits, I am hurting mentally, physically.
So on our show, you're sharp now.
Yes.
Great.
I can't even believe I'm standing.
That's good
right
planning.
Sounds like a really good schedule for you and for us, Bugs.
Right. Can't stop, won't stop.
All right, so you not only are working double time, you have gone out once again to your favorite watering hole for a couple of interviews. What was your topic this time around?
My topic this time around, you guys remember the speeding ticket I got right before Memorial Day, right?
Yeah. Give us a brief recap.
Well, what happened was is I was...
Brief.
How dare you? 10 minutes away from work, I get pulled over on the 10 freeway. The cop was a dick right off the bat, the CHP officer. And apparently I wasn't moving fast enough, so he pushed me. He helped move me off the freeway and wrote me a speeding ticket.
Muggs claims that his front bumper of the highway patrol pushed him off the off the roadway.
Yeah.
And he is still sticking with that story, right?
Because that's what happened.
Because that happens, yeah.
So your topic for the bar was what do you do now that you've gotten the ticket, how can you avoid having to pay it, right?
I figured that these people are probably, experienced in getting tickets before, so I wanted to see how I could get out of it.
When Muggs has questions, he goes to the people he knows most.
Beer Mug, he wants to go where everybody knows his name.
Yeah.
Asking questions with no shame.
What do you?
He's already drunk as a skunk, but people are glad he came.
Oh!
Beer Mug wants to go where everyone knows his name.
Wow. Now, I haven't listened to this, but every other one so far has been Mugs getting, it seems like, increasingly drunk as the night goes on, more than the people he's talking to.
Right.
Absolutely.
Is that the case in this particular one as well?
I can't remember.
Okay.
Veronica, how am I going to get out of my speeding ticket?
So when he pulled you over, you should have said to him that you would meet him later on and you would, take care of him.
I'll tell you what, Veronica, even if I did that, he wasn't going to have it because he was a dick from the get-go. How am I going to get out of my speeding ticket?
You have soft hands, don't you?
Yeah, I do have soft hands. All right, I'm here with Big Steve. Big Steve, how the hell am I going to get out of my speeding ticket?
Hope the cops don't show up.
Is that the key?
Yeah, the cops will show up to court, your ticket's gone.
What if he does show up to court?
You're
Well, actually, there is one way, but you have to be real comfortable with it. I heard a always works. I'm a little uncomfortable with it, so, but you might be. I have the beard and everything.
I'm just fine.
Esther, I have a question. I'm trying to get out of a speeding ticket. Do you have any tips or pointers for that?
Flash a boob.
What if my boob is hairy?
Ugh. Shave it.
Monty, I got a... Now that I have you here,
Monty,
I got a speeding ticket the other day. What should I do to get out of it?
That's a tough question, man. You got a speeding ticket? Jesus Christ! Well, they probably saved your life, man. They're giving you that.
I mean,
I know.
No, you're being real, Monty, and I like it. I was only going 73 miles per hour.
Oh, wow. All right. So you saved some lives. They saved some lives.
But I was on the freeway. You're supposed to go that fast.
I love you, man. I'm on your side. But the problem is, no, actually, I think they had your back. So you wouldn't hurt nobody.
What if I told you the guy was a dick and he pushed me off the freeway?
Was it a peace officer or was it just a regular guy?
I, if I hadn't already said it, it's the CHP.
I love the CHP. I know your heart glows.
Hey, listen, I have respect for every peace officer around the world.
I know you do.
Except the bad ones.
Well, we hope we don't have any of those.
Right, because we cheer for the good guys, not the bad good guys.
110%, Beer Mug. May I cheers with you, man.
You may, Monty.
Yo!
You may.
Cheers!
Cheers!
Monty was not having it.
No.
No.
He was definitely on the officer's side.
Yeah, he had no time for your BS. No. By the way, if you two don't live together,
right?
Yeah. I'm going to be disappointed. And I need a television show based on you two living together as well.
Correct.
We have to start a podcast, I think.
Oh, at a minimum. So well done, Muggs.
Thank you. So good.
I'm excited about a lot of stuff on today's show, including Jersey Shore recap with Omar coming up. Also, the Keep It 100 because it's Friday. But I'm really most excited about Allie doing math later.
That is going to be good.
What?
Yeah. Allie doing math. It's Mission Impossible Allie style on the program today to give away those tickets and qualify you for the world premiere in Paris, France, because you love math, I'm told.
Oh, no.
She loves math.
Anyway, that's all coming up this morning around the Kevin Beach Show. It's 6:22.
This is Zero Club. Yeah, I'm so thug because I'm driving on E. And I feel like I'm on drugs because this is my thug life. This is what I love. So don't fill it up because we are so thug. This is Zero Club. Kev Dog!
The Zero Club is back, Kevin?
All right, listen. The Zero Club never went away.
Well, what do you mean?
Listen. All right, this is... I pulled some tape from when this started, which was October 3rd, 2016.
Oh, my God.
That's when the first time the Zero Club was brought up. Here it is.
Kevin tweeted a photo of his car dashboard with the words distance to empty on it. 0 miles. And then he tweets this. A, made it. B, new record.
Yeah.
C, keep doing what I'm doing.
Right?
Because
a week before that, it was 1 mile to empty.
Now, what would have happened if there hadn't been a gas station in that final mile
See,
where
that's,
you were?
Because you're not a precise person, Bean, like right. I am.
My car lets me know at 30 miles. And I never knew that until 2 weeks ago because I never go at least, I usually a quarter of a tank. That's my limit. Like, oh my God, I need gas.
Okay, so that was October 3rd, 2016.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's like a year and 9 months ago you brought that up on the air.
And people started sending in pictures, which was a shock that other people sent in pictures of their dashboards.
Right.
And with 0 miles on it. And then it sort of, we sort of started a club. We were giving out t-shirts for a while.
That's right, the Zero Club t-shirt.
It was the weirdest thing that's ever happened because I assumed, rightly so, that it's a dumb thing to do. When I came in, Bean would make fun of me, fine. And it would go away. That's all I thought.
But didn't we have a conversation that day where it was revealed that you were far from alone,
yes,
even with the people who work on the show? Even though I was expecting you would be the only dumbass, it
right,
turned out
same.
We had other people on the show who also like to live dangerously.
Ralph said he does that every once in a while, too. So mm-hmm. then the Zero Club was born. Now, this is maybe 2 weeks later.
The Zero Club may be your legacy, Kevin. That may be what people most remember you for. When you finally pass away, people go, oh, Kevin, he's the one who started the Zero Club.
Here's the thing, though. I posted a picture of Distance to Empty Zero. So I thought that would be the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Bean makes fun of me, like he do, mm-hmm. and I deserve it, like I do, mm-hmm. and then we move on.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, I don't know. I can't tell you how many pictures of gas gauges I've received.
I think you summed it up best a couple weeks ago. You said, you guys, this is a movement.
This is a movement. And I don't know if it's a new movement or it's just somebody, all of the people who live this way finally have a club.
Yeah. Like they thought they'd be mocked, but instead they're right. embraced. Yeah.
And what a surprise that was, because I just assumed that mm-hmm. I was doing it wrong, and that's the worst way to do it.
Yeah.
But then
but it's not a good way to live.
But then no. it's certainly,
I mean, it's a terrible way to run your life, and yet hundreds of people.
Not yes. only hundreds of people, they're actually writing in saying, what a rush.
Right.
So exhilarating. What's wrong with you people?
Right, so that was probably, let's see, October, November, probably December.
But then it died out by Christmas.
2016.
It died out, certainly, right, by then.
Which
right?
is what I thought. So I wanted to give you the update. And the update is that now, in the middle of June 2018,
right,
we average more than one picture per day. More than one per day.
But from the same person.
No.
Oh.
And from all over the world.
Oh.
They all want to be where the action is.
Right? I just got one a couple days ago from Switzerland where the guy goes, is there a 0 kilometer club? And I was like, there is now. So people send them in. I'm not joking. There's not one day that goes by that somebody doesn't send a picture of their dashboard. We put them up at, if you hashtag the Zero Club,
uh-huh.
we put them up on Instagram at Kevin and Bean at that account. There's a whole folder.
Oh, my God.
And you can just go through one after another after another after another after another of people who've sent in pictures to be a part of the Zero Club.
It's a movement.
Now, I wonder...
For two years.
I wonder how many people are just, that's the way they live, like you, or are a bunch of these people who found themselves in the Zero Club for the first time and they naturally thought of you because they're like, oh, my God, my gas tank is down so low, I got to tell Kevin.
I don't know because, like I said, I assumed that I was just going to be mocked and that would mm-hmm. be the end of it, day one. So then 2 weeks later, I was really surprised that people were sending in pictures. You know, a couple of months later, it didn't make any sense to me. That was Christmas 2006. So all of 2016. So all of 2017, every day.
Every day.
And for a while, we just didn't highlight them or pay any attention to them. Maybe I'd write them back or whatever. Uh-huh. And then all of this year, it's mid-June 2018. We get a picture a day, at least, sometimes more.
You still stand by it as being the way to go?
No, I've never stood by it as the way to go. This is a terrible way to run your life. Not smart. It does damage to your car.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredibly
stupid.
Does
damage to your butthole, too, based on how close the gas stations are. Right? I mean, I would imagine you would be super, super tense when you know you've pushed it to the limit.
Well, that's my problem is it doesn't make me tense.
Right.
So now I still
it's exciting.
I still do it.
It's exhilarating.
I mean, it's exhilarating. I mean, it's just more, look, I can make it home. I'll just fill up at the gas station by my house.
Right.
So no big deal. But I still do that to this day. Maybe a week ago I did it. And I every time I think the same thing. I'm an idiot. Why do I do this? This is really stupid.
I just did a 25-mile drive with my gas tank at zero. It was one of the most exhilarating things of my life. Zero Club!
I'm telling you that it's still as alive and strong as it was almost 2 years ago.
Zero Club, baby. That's how we roll, mother.
You should have monetized this in some way.
Who could have right? ever seen this happening? Who could have ever thought that one other person lived like this?
I'm letting it ride, baby. I'm letting it ride. Woo! Zero Club!
It hasn't dampened in the enthusiasm department 1% in about a year and 9 months. I don't get it.
Kevin, you found your tribe. Just be happy. That young man singing right there, Brandon Urie, is going to be joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show next week. Also, Dan Reynolds from Imagine Dragons is going to be on the show. And finally, Warren G., ladies and gentlemen.
What?
Right? How's that for a 1-2-3 punch right there, huh? Friday morning, it's 6:36. Is it?
Yes.
Yep.
You all right?
Yeah. I was thinking it was What's Happening time. It's not What's Happening time.
Mm-mm. No, it's time for a World Cup date.
World Cup dates. We're here to talk about the World Cup. World Cup dates. We're here to let you know what it's up. Gonna talk some soccer and some people call it football. World Cup dates. It's on the air.
Go!
All right, these are mostly non-soccer stories because a lot of interesting stuff is coming out of Russia. I love this first story. An Iranian woman activist said she was stripped of her banner she planned to display at the World Cup in Russia. Here's the thing. In Iran, women are not allowed to go to soccer matches.
Right.
So they've never seen their national team play in person. But in Russia, they're allowed into the stadium so they can, for the first time, see their national team.
Nice. That's great.
Isn't that crazy? So this woman was an activist, and she had a sign that said, let women into soccer games. I don't know why Russia took it from her, but, of course, she was allowed to come in and watch the game. And you see, if you look in the crowd, sometimes they'll point them out as Iranian women watching soccer.
That's awesome.
In person for the first time. That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Another story that's coming out of Russia, Japan. And what other country was it that cleaned up after themselves?
Senegal.
Senegal. Japan and Senegal, after their games, stuck around and the fans cleaned up.
Yeah, their section. Amazing.
They cleaned up their mess.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about cleaning up at a concert or a sporting event or anything?
My own stuff, but
yeah.
Definitely not, 20 rows in front of me. Yeah,
they have pictures of just Senegal people just wandering around, picking up trash, helping clean up. Same with Japan. That's shocking. Iceland players will be allowed to have sex ahead of their World Cup match, it says. You know, this is always a question. If you're in sports, are you allowed to have sex just before a big match? Because will it, I don't know, sap your energy, whatever the reasoning is.
That's it. That's exactly it, yeah. And it used to be legendary in the world of boxing. They always said boxers, fighters, weren't allowed to have sex, for like 3 days before a fight.
When an Icelandic reporter asked if sex was banned for members of the squad, Iceland captain Aaron Gunnarsson said, laughing, for the time being, yes, because none of their wives were there yet.
Definitely banned.
Burger King apologizes for Whoppers for Babies World Cup promotion. Now, I looked into this a little bit. It seems to be the people on the ground in Russia that are doing the Burger King social. They say that they were offering a lifetime supply of burgers to Russian women who get impregnated by players during the tournament.
Wow.
Is it worth it to have a baby just to get some free Whoppers?
For life.
Yeah, they're charbroiled.
But I assume this is in response to Russia telling women not to have sex with foreigners.
Right.
So I assume this is their way of getting back at it.
Right.
But they, of course, took it down and apologized all over themselves because they couldn't keep it up.
I mean, if they threw in, like, fries and a shake.
Right?
Totally.
For life?
You'd think about going to Russia, wouldn't you?
Amen. Here's one that went viral. It was a girl who was, she says, my boyfriend asked me to text him updates from the England-Tunisia game as he's on his way home. You can't say it's not accurate.
Oh, no.
And this is what she texted. This is her entire text during the game. And a yellow card for the England player. The player with the yellow card looks sheepish. We're 34 minutes in, and everyone's hair is still holding up well. Tunisia score. Free kick for England. This time an English man received a light tap and fell down violently. There was a huge missed opportunity there for England. A Tunisian man is on the floor. Looks like he got hit in the hair. The referee is uninterested. The man with the injured hair is not pleased. That's the entire recap that she said.
I don't think that's what the boyfriend was hoping for.
Right?
And finally, this might be my favorite. There are a bunch of Mexican fans who were going to go to Russia, and they were going to support their team, and they had the whole group was together, and everybody was ready to go. And a guy named Javier's wife said, no, think again, you're not going.
Oh, no.
So all of his friends did the right thing. They went without him.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought a stand-up cardboard cutout of him.
No.
And they took pictures with the stand-up cardboard cutout everywhere they went.
Aww.
I put up like 10 pictures of it on my Instagram. You can see Javier's cardboard cutout, like two girls kissing him on each cheek and one guy holding a beer up to his mouth. And it's awesome. My Instagram is at the Kevin Ryder, but they have taken maybe 20, 25 pictures of him in the crowd and drinking beer and in parties and being passed along it, you know, on top of people's hands.
Now, does that make him? Does that make him feel better seeing his cardboard? No, it's even more painful to not be there in person. Right.
I think it would rub salt in the wound.
I think he's looking at that saying, cardboard me's having a good time.
Right? I wish the real me was having a good time as well. Updates. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:52.
Yesterday was Jersey. That means DJ Omar Khan is going to bring in highlights of last night's Jersey Shore on MTV. By the way, when I watched the MTV Movie and TV Awards the other day, the Jersey Shore kids came out.
Yeah.
They're like 50 now.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a second of this show, but I hear the tape, and it's hard to believe those are grown-ass adults on that tape. When I saw them in the show the other night, I was like, they're that old? Anyway, that's coming up right after 7. First, Allie, you're up. What's happening?
Did you wonder, watching them, which one pooped herself?
How could you not?
I mean,
I'd need to know if I was watching them, which lady it was.
I guess I did.
You totally Googled it, face matched. Did you guys, did you see this yesterday? The Star Wars fans that want to do a remake of The Last Jedi?
Yeah, I don't understand this story. I thought we liked The Last Jedi.
Oh, are you kidding?
Oh, we didn't like The Last Jedi?
This movie is probably the most divisive to Star Wars fans. Like, they wanted Rian Johnson's head on a platter, which is obviously insane.
They need a life.
Absolutely. Yeah, here's the thing. So, because this movie... did a lot of damage to these man babies. They have decided that they were going to launch a website and social handles under the name Remake the Last Jedi. And it's now getting quite a bit of attention. For all the wrong reasons, obviously. But here's the tweet. Our team of producers is offering to cover the budget for a remake of The Last Jedi in order to save Star Wars. Share this and spread the word and let Robert Iger and Disney know you want this. This isn't a joke. We're ready to have the convo now. Hashtag remake The Last Jedi. Hashtag Star Wars.
Have they said... Well, first of all, they don't have the copyright... ability to remake it, right? They don't own those characters or names. But have they said what they want to do differently with the movie?
I am not sure of that, but here's the thing. They say that they have producers that will cover the budget.
Yeah, that's hard to believe.
That budget is around, what, $200 million?
Yes.
So that's not true. They also say that you can then pledge money towards the remake to have your voice heard. So I just went to the website... clicked on it. All they ask is for your email and a pledge amount. There's no money. There's no personal information.
So you can put $10,000?
You can put $5 million, and they're adding that to their budget. I think this whole thing is a huge troll. I think it's somebody that's like, you know what? Let's make fun of those man babies and make this so people see how insane these people are. And
that would
maybe,
be good. That would be funny.
Maybe they would take a little bit on themselves and go, this is even too much, guys. Let's calm down. I'm hoping that's it. This could also be some dude that is so upset that there was an Asian woman in the film that they had to get off of social media because she's the worst character ever in Star Wars history. Or it could just be a super troll. But my favorite is Rian Johnson, the director of The Last Jedi, retweeting it. Quote tweeting it with these words. Please, 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 please actually happen. Please, 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 please. With 13 praying hands emojis. I mean, this
That's
guy,
awesome.
if you guys haven't been paying attention to this situation, he's gotten the typical death threats. He's the demise of Star Wars. Of He's the reason that everything bad in the world is happening. People are absolutely insane. The movie was good.
I liked it.
Calm down. Oh, I love it so much.
By the way,
though.
I mean, how upset can you be about a disappointing movie? Even if you were looking forward to it, you watch it, you go, well, that wasn't satisfying.
It shouldn't be the center of your whole life.
Then you walk out right. And then you have a life.
Yeah, maybe you talk to your friends about the parts they didn't like.
Did you like it? No, okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
Would you go home and record yourself
no.
pulling apart Star Wars action figures and explaining why you're pulling apart each one? These dudes are awesome.
No, I would not. That is awesome. You're right.
They should try the sex.
I assume if they had the option, they would.
Yeah, that's probably true. So, Roseanne's coming back, guys.
It might be best if you just let it go, okay?
But she's still racist, right?
Well, ABC is officially moving forward with a spinoff of course, TV's number one series without Roseanne Barr. 10 episodes straight to series order for the Roseanne spinoff called The Conners. The new take, which will be a multi-camera comedy and premiere in the fall, will follow the Conner family, who, after a sudden turn of events, are forced to face daily struggles in the life of Lanford in a way they never have before. What's that sudden turn of events?
What could that be?
So, here's the thing. ABC stressed in its announcement that former star Roseanne Barr will have no financial and no creative involvement in the series. They reached an agreement that will allow Warner Entertainment to produce the spinoff for ABC without her creative or financial participation. She will get an executive producer credit, but that, I believe, is because of the Writers Guild of America. That's like union rules.
Can't take that away.
Type of thing. Right. So it's pretty interesting what has been happening behind the scenes to get this to happen. It will be in Roseanne's Tuesday 8 p.m. time slot. So it's like nothing ever really happened.
You think they'll kill her off?
Yeah. Right? Or she just left or... Yeah. I don't know.
I can't imagine they'll spend a lot of time on that. I think they'll just hit it and move on. And
I agree.
Right.
This is good news for a number of reasons, including that they were already required to pay a bunch of the cast members, like John Goodman, Laurie Metcalf, their regular salaries.
Yeah, do you know how much that was by any chance?
No. Wasn't it several hundred thousand dollars an episode?
Yeah. They were on the hook to pay Gilbert, Metcalf, and Goodman for the scrapped 11th season, $300,000 an episode.
Wow.
They had just negotiated their new deals. So they were expected to pay at least 10 episodes since their options were exercised. So that's 10 episodes, 300,000 times three people.
I know you're good at math.
Like a zillion dollars.
That's right. That's accurate.
Nine.
I mean, it's great news for the cast. It's great news for the crew, everybody behind the scenes that...
Yeah.
Obviously needed that job.
And there are talented writers and actors on that show, and this could be good.
Absolutely. John Goodman, though.
He's great.
He could do anything, right?
And Laurie Metcalf, too.
Absolutely. And that Darlene. Is that her name?
It's not Sarah Gilbert.
Okay, yes. All right. Good times, guys. Good times. Hey, coming up, I need you to stay tuned. We have got an update about... Not Rachel, the giraffe. God damn it. What's her name? Bean.
I'm just waiting for you to come up with it. It's April.
April, the
She's
giraffe.
She's back in the news, you guys.
It's going to be huge. It will be time-consuming.
It will be time-consuming.
Yes. Yes. On Bean's part, we're going to be getting updates all the time. That's a little teaser for you. Some birthdays for you. We have got Today Show and voice host Carson Daly, actor Donald Faison, actress Meryl Streep, and singer Cyndi Lauper. And that's what's happening.
30 Seconds to Mars at the Forum, you guys, July 19th, with some great support acts, including Kay Flay and Walk the Moon. You'll win tickets to that just at 9 o'clock this morning on K-Rock. And you qualify for a trip to see them in San Francisco, including round trip, airfare, and hotel. By the way, we need to look into this. Not only do we have that again today at 9 a.m., you go to K-Rock.com, you can enter for a chance to play guitar with 30 Seconds to Mars. What's that about?
In rehearsal?
Why don't they just hire a new guitarist rather than have a different dude play every show?
Do you think these are just tryouts? Like they're super cheap?
I wondered about that.
That would be the best.
The timing is very suspicious. That's all I'm saying. Details at krock.com and your chance to win coming up at 9 o'clock this morning here on K-Rock.
All right. Is it time for Jersey Shore recap?
Sure. I thought you guys were going to say, hey, good morning, Omar. How are you? But that was just kind of like a weird pause right there.
Hey, good morning, Omar. How are you?
Good. Hey, yeah, last night was Jersey. Man, emotions ran high last
night.
Did they? Yeah, because it was the big Mike the Situation proposal episode.
Oh, this is a proposal? This now a thing for them?
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's going to propose to his girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And last episode, we left with the Situation and JWoww kind of at each other. And here is the Situation kind of like, you know, recapping what happened. And he's still in shock.
Seeing this side of Jenny was definitely a little hurtful for me because she's like my sister. I didn't expect her to come at me, but when she did, it didn't even really make sense.
Listen, I have a stepsister. Mm-hmm. That makes perfect sense. Okay, so let me tell you the situation. Sisters are crazy, okay? And here's the situation telling us how he dealt with the situation.
I couldn't even like talk to her at the dinner table because she was drunk. And you know what phrase hit me in the face? You cannot argue with a fool. The only thing that proves that there's two fools.
There's more than two fools in that house, dude.
Right?
Let me tell you, okay? But there's
since
a situation.
When is he so far above everybody else?
Yeah. You know why? Because he's sober. That's why, yeah. So he's very cool, calm, and he's very collected.
Gotcha. Can you imagine how miserable you would be if you were the only sober one in that house?
Absolutely. It would drive me to drink. And so the fiance is over, and the girls decide to have a girls' day out. And here's Snooki asking Mike the Situation's girlfriend an interesting question.
I have a weird question, though. Since you drank a lot and it was, like, in your mouth, can he get drunk all back?
No.
I'm sorry, what?
So she's asking.
Come on.
So Mike the Situation's girlfriend was partying and got drunk the night before.
Right.
So Snooki was wondering, hey, when he kisses you, can he get drunk off of that?
Wow.
Oh, no.
The answer is yes, right?
No.
Of course the answer is
what? No.
Yeah, what a dumbass. So Sad Ronnie is the best, okay?
Okay.
Because this guy is a giant douchebag tool, just a garbage human being. So his misery brings me great joy. Vinny D, Pauly D, and the Situation are going to go shopping for proposal items like flower petals and other BS romantic candles and stuff
thing,
to make
mean?
It a big thing. Yeah. Right. But Ronnie stays home, and this is a little bit of what he's going through.
I just want to be happy with somebody. And I found that with Jen, and it's like, she made me so happy, but then so miserable. You know, 3 months ago, you were conflicted on whether you should leave me for your ex. Now you're telling me you want to keep my child. And like, I have a great heart.
Nope.
And like, she knows that no matter what happens between us, I'm going to be there for that kid, no matter what, thick and thin, fire, cold, ice, like, I'm going to be there.
No, you're not.
Nope.
No, sir. But listen, no ice.
Listen, yes. If there was, if Vegas had a bet on this, mm-hmm. I would put all my money, yeah. Kevin's yeah. money, Bean's money, yeah. your
wow.
money on this
okay.
of him being there for his daughter.
We'd gamble okay. the radio station.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? We would win so much money that is not going to happen.
Now,
so,
Omar, did you tell us last week, just by means of background, that Ronnie is partly sad because he's around the Situation and his lady, and they're so happy it's making Ronnie realize what's missing in his life?
Absolutely. That's okay. exactly what's happening. And in this episode, or late last episode, we found out why Ronnie's so bummed is because Ronnie's girlfriend, friend, now baby's mama, cheated on him.
Ah.
Yeah. So, but by the way, that's what he gets because
right?
he's such a giant asshole.
Right.
Right. So, the Situation gets home from shopping and he's all bummed out that Ronnie didn't go. And here's the Situation and the Ronnie kind of like, you know, talking it out.
Right now, I just feel like I have no control over anything.
Well, there's some things you have control over. How good of a person you are. How you react to things. What you eat in life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, listen, me and you go at each other pretty hard. But at the end of the day, I love you.
Big brother, little brother.
Yeah, exactly. I want you to know that any time that you need anything, you call me about anything. I'm there for you for life.
I will watch the Situation's TED Talk.
Right? Yeah. He's very cool. But I also want to tell Ronnie, hey, Ronnie, the only guy that has your bike, the only guy that has your back is a guy who calls himself the Situation.
I mean, agreed.
That's
yes.
your life.
True.
You know
That's
what
true.
I mean? So not that great. This is hilarious because Vinny, Pauly, Snooki, and JWoww, they're supposed to be setting up this big proposal with flower petals, balloons, a screen where they're going to show a slideshow. I mean, they're going all out. But Pauly D has a little DJ set up. The girls are just getting drunk, and they show all the PAs doing all the work. And this is what the crew is doing.
Ronnie, please report to the pool. Ronnie. Snooki to the main stage, please. Snooki to the main stage.
They're just partying. They're just partying. They didn't do any of the work, but they're taking all the credit, which is hilarious. So they have this whole thing planned out, and they're very excited. And this is Snooki's reaction to the situation and Lauren getting there.
No! She's coming. I see her. Oh my God! I'm gonna cry. Me in the ass.
What is happening there? Well, I'm sorry. What?
Quite the response. She says, "I'm gonna cry. F me in the a-hole."
Oh wow!
What kind of reaction is that?
We were all having fun. That's a weird one too. I got to be honest.
Listen, Snooki, you need to call my wife because if that makes you all kinds of happy, no, I'm just playing.
And Kevin, you just said that's a weird one too.
Yes, I did. Yeah,
I liked it.
So, by all accounts, like I said last week, the situation and Lauren are very happy in love, and this truly was a real moment last night on the Jersey Shore. This is the situation on how he feels about Lauren.
Lauren is the light at the end of my tunnel. Lauren is everything. Lauren is my best friend. She is my soulmate. She is my better half. And knowing that I found that, I'm willing to face anything in life.
What is happening with the situation?
I don't know, but that, you know how when you see somebody say that and you could kind of like, oh no, that was scripted. That felt real. It looked real. I didn't get any kind of fakeness from that. So he proposes, she says yes, and they're all on cloud nine, and the situation is going through this little phase where he thinks it's funny to put the S on the end of words. So he'd be like, hey, Kevins, are we going to go works? So
just because
he thinks it's funny.
Yeah.
Okay. And so this happens. This happens at the end of the episode.
All right, honeys, I'm gonna start getting some breakfasts ready for
okay,
everyone.
I'll help you.
Breakfasts. I am on top of the world. It was one of the coolest proposals I've ever seen. And this morning, I said, "Good morning, fiancés."
Then she broke up with him.
She should have.
See you next week.
Next hour, you guys. Allie does math on the air.
I think we're going to skip that.
We are.
I had to spell 2 days in a row.
We are literally, and I'm using that word incorrectly on purpose, going to hear the gears turning in her head as she attempts to do math with her brain on the radio.
I'm already sweaty.
That is coming up for Mission Impossible Tickets. First, though, Dave the King of Mexico, our producer. How are you, sir?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
You're good. You all excited about your Mexico-South Korea game tomorrow?
Woo! Can't wait. I'm going to be waking up really early in the morning and not watching it.
Dave, it's Mexico.
He's not Mexican bean, for God's sake.
It's been
clarified. Dude, it's the weekend. You know what time I get up every day? It's the weekend. I'm sleeping in.
Okay.
I'll catch it at the end.
Well, the reason Dave is in here is because he had an interesting experience with a celebrity this week, and we thought it might lead us into a fun phone topic.
Yeah, well, last week I was at the Fortnite E3 party, and I'm walking down, you know, just walking around, and I run into someone, and he turns around and goes, "Hey, what's going on? How's it going?" Reaches in for the bro hug, gives a bro hug, and I know who it is.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
So you recognize him. It's not like you're trying to go, "Oh, no, who is this?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So it's Scott Porter, the actor. You may know him from, he was last on, the Dixie Show? That one?
Heart of Dixie. How dare you?
Yeah, but more importantly, he was Jason Street from Friday Night Lights.
Okay.
So he reaches in and is like, "How's it going, man? Like, are you coming, when are you coming back to the
Now,
to
do you
the
have that
studio?
Kind of relationship with him?
Not at all.
Okay,
no,
so I've you met haven't
him.
Hung out?
I've met him once. We hung out once at some party.
So this strikes you as odd?
This struck me as odd. Okay. It made me laugh, though, because I knew right away he thought I was somebody else.
Oh!
So
he's asking me, like, "When are you coming back to the studio? When are you coming back to the show?" And I was like,
"Tomorrow."
Oh. I go, "This is fun." And I start laughing. I have a big smile on my face.
Dude, why don't you play it off for a while?
It was too funny.
Okay.
It was too funny. And he goes, he stops and goes, "Did I just do this?" And I was like, "Yeah, you did.
Yes, you did. He both know what you were talking about."
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's like, "Damn it, I just did this." He goes, "I'm sorry, man." And I let him off the hook way too easy because I stopped and I said, "Listen, dude, I know who you are. We hung out once and blah, blah, blah. I work for Kevin and Bean, blah, blah, blah." And he's like, "Yes, that was it," which I still don't believe he knew what I was talking about.
Who did he think you were?
That's what I'm saying.
What? I made the mistake of
How do you not ask?
ask?
Because we were in a rush. And
no, that's okay, we were the only question that needs to be asked is who did you think I was?
It was so uncomfortable, I just let him off the hook
Come
and said,
on, man.
I've been on the other side, so I didn't want to do that to him. And I just said, all right, it was good seeing you. Be on your way.
You're a
and
nice
I
guy.
Took off. I am a nice guy. And I just, I couldn't, it was so awkward, but it was so much fun.
Was it more awkward because he's, you know, in a wheelchair and stuff from the football injury, Dave? Or?
That's just a TV show. That's a fictional TV show, Pete.
Yeah.
He's healed? It's a miracle! Yeah. All right, so he thought you were someone else.
Yeah.
It was an embarrassing moment for you both.
Yes.
So that got us to thinking about that happens to everybody at some point in their life where somebody thinks you are somebody else or you think somebody's somebody else. And sometimes it can be pretty awkward. And Kevin, apparently it happens to you all the damn time.
Well, this is weird in that I live in Southern California, mm-hmm. and I go out and do stuff. Mm-hmm. We've been on the radio forever, okay? Bean never goes out, never does stuff, doesn't live in Southern California, hasn't since 1999. Never, ever.
Right.
Doesn't live here. Everybody that sees me goes, Bean?
Really?
Just about everybody. I mean, not 100%, but I would say 90% of the people say, Bean?
Interesting.
I'm like, what about,
that's how come? Weird.
Yes. And I think I'm chalking it up to the fact that Kevin is just a normal, forgettable name, but Bean is sort of unique.
Okay.
So maybe they're holding on to that for some mm-hmm. reason, but I use it to my advantage. If I'm doing something embarrassing, I claim to be Bean.
Sure.
Yeah. But like if I'm throwing up in Vegas and somebody goes, hey, Bean, way to go. I go, yeah. So I use it when I need to, but that happens a tremendous amount.
Now, do you confess like Dave did that they're thinking of someone else? You set them straight?
Most
of the time?
Most of the time because they're not that impressed.
Right.
So they
sure.
just go, hey, Bean. I go, that's Kevin. Yeah. Okay. Hey, good. I like your show. Yeah. It's no big deal. Most of the time it's no big deal because I'm not a big star. Mm-hmm. If I was a big star and they misinterpreted, then it would be, you know, it'd be more difficult. But
Gotcha.
Oh, man. So embarrassing.
Allie, by the way, we're going to take some phone calls on this. 1-800-520-1067. The topic is mistaken identities in either direction. You thought somebody was somebody else. They weren't. Somebody thought you were somebody else. You weren't. How did the conversation go? Allie, how about you?
Yeah. This one was very weird because this woman came up and was so excited. I love you. Oh, my God. We watch you all the time. So I'm thinking, okay, the news.
Channel 5,
I'm on
right?
the news here. Yeah. She then said, do you use that hair dye? And my mind started thinking back to any recent live shots I did at hairdressers,
did
anything.
Did you do a piece on that?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Huh. And I said, which one? And she goes, the one in the commercials, the Nice and Easy. Do you use that? And I said, I don't remember doing a Nice and Easy. Did I do that in a segment? And she goes, you're in the commercial. And I said, oops. Oh, who do you think I am? And she goes, Angela. And I said, oh, from The Office?
Angela from The Office.
And she goes, yeah. And I said, oh, no, I'm Allie McKay. I'm on KTLA. And she goes, you could literally hear that. And you just see the disappointment. It wasn't embarrassment. Like, it was just, oh, all right. And she's like, oh, okay. But it did make me go home and Google Angela Kinsey Nice and Easy.
Right.
Literally Googled it, started watching the ad, and I had a split second where I went, oh, why don't I wear that jacket? Oh, my God, because that's not you.
That's funny. You look that much alike.
Oh, it's shocking.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was sad. That's all I'm saying.
Did Dave just leave, by the way?
He did. Yeah. I think he's going to talk to the screeners.
Okay.
Take a call.
You do. You guys really do look alike.
Yeah. And when people say that and I say, oh, from The Office, and they say, well, like when she gets done up, not when she's on The Office. I'm like, oh,
good.
You just saved yourself. You really did.
That is good. Because on The Office, she's pretty plain looking on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet it happens all the time with celebrities because
sure.
you know somebody's famous and they, like, let's say if you saw Amy Adams / Isla Fisher in the wild, could you 100%
nope.
be sure which one you were looking at?
I don't know when it's them in movies. I can't figure out which one is which.
Yeah.
And then there was a movie, they were both in it together. It has screwed me up.
Because there are a lot of celebrities like that, like Javier Bardem and Jeffrey Dean Morgan? They
yes.
look so much
the same
alike.
Person.
Yeah, but if you saw one of them on the street, I bet that happens all the time where you walk up and you say, hey, Javier. And mm-hmm. Jeffrey's like, no.
No, not me.
So we want to take some calls if they'll put some on hold. A lot of them are ringing. 1-800-520-1067. Let's do one before the break, a case of mistaken identity. And let's make it James, line 2, West Covina, please.
Hey, James.
Hey, what's up, my ninjas?
How are you, sir? What kind of mistaken identity story do you have for us?
Well, I used to work at Disneyland in the toll booths, and I mistook your guys' Brad Williams for Wee Man, Jason Acuna.
Oh, that happens to him all the time.
All the time.
Well, because Wee Man's the most famous little person in the world, maybe except for Peter Dinklage, and people get Brad confused.
And they do look somewhat alike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
what was his reaction?
And he was like, I don't know, do you? And I was like, I think I saw you on Jackass. And he was like, that's not me. And he drove off.
In his tiny little car.
All right, thank you for the call, James. 1-800-520-1067. You can use that to text as well. We'll take your calls next. Instead of Weezer, let's take one phone call. We are talking about people who mistook you for somebody else or you mistook somebody for them. I don't think I said that right.
Mistaken identity.
Yes,
what we're talking about.
Thank you. Let's go to Anna in Moreno Valley. Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So, this happened to you, right?
Yeah, about 10 years ago, I walked into a bar in Flagstaff, Arizona. I was hiking and hiking outdoors, worked outside for the Forest Service. So I was pretty tan, had short, dark hair, and I walked into this bar and asked to take a chair, and this lady turned around and, oh my God, I thought you were Halle Berry.
Oh, wait, she thought you were, or she said, I thought you were?
She thought I was. She thought I was Halle Berry when I tapped her on the shoulder and
You better not have paid for any of those drinks, then.
Right?
You better have gone with it.
I am Halle Berry. Can I have a drink?
By the way,
Anna. But can I have the chair?
If you look like Halle Berry, I will buy you a drink, okay?
Well, that sounds like a plan, man.
All right, Anna. Thank you for calling. Mistaken identity. That's the topic this morning on The Kevin and Bean Show. You can call us or text us right now, 1-800-520-1067. You're up next after Weezer on K-Rock.
Homie from Newport Beach just tweeted and said that when he was younger, people mistook him for Woody Harrelson, and he just went along with it. Signed autographs, took pictures.
Have to.
Just very happy to be that.
And a lot of free weed, too, if you're Woody Harrelson, I'd imagine. Dear Kevin and Bean from the 562, this comes in. I was mistaken for Bradley Cooper by a ride attendant at Universal Studios during a Halloween Horror Nights. I told her I was not Bradley Cooper, but she was so convinced she let me go to the front of the line anyways. Raul from the 909, an old lady came up to me at Universal, and said, oh my God, can I take a picture with you? I went along and said, sure. We took the picture. A minute later, she came back and said, I'm so sorry. I thought you were Sanjaya from American Idol. So sometimes it's not good to be accidentally thought of as a celebrity. So 1-800-520-1067. Let's go to Carla, please, line 2. This is Los Angeles, up next on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Hey, Carla.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Hey, Alan. How are you guys?
Hey, good.
We are good. Mistaken identities.
Good. So basically, my husband and I were at Treasure Island in Vegas. We're at the pool, and we're just hanging out. And the waitress comes over, and she says, those people in Rio just sent you all these beers. And we're like, why? And my husband's Chinese. And they thought he was shy, just in Gundam style. So we said, oh, my God. So he gets up, and he starts doing the dance, and we just kept getting creepier.
No! That is awesome.
That's amazing.
It was the best.
Thought your husband was Psy with Gangnam Style. That's so great.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for the call. Line 4 up next. We go out to Granada Hills. We say hi to Andrew on the show.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Thank you.
I get Jeff Carter, like, almost every day of my life.
All right. That's not bad.
With teeth or without?
I mean, with teeth.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. But no, I mean, it's gotten me free drinks at like almost every bar I go to, especially during the Stanley Cup 2012 and 2014. People are trying to be on the street.
So do you wear a Jeff Carter jersey just to play it up and make sure you get? Yeah.
No, nice. You don't.
Nice. Yeah, I do wear the Jeff Carter jersey too.
I would. Why not?
Yeah, for sure. Andrew, you single or?
No.
Hey, Andrew, this is Beer Mug. Is your last name Gold?
It is.
What's up,
man?
Not only does this guy look like Jeff Carter, he looks like Bryce Harper.
What's happening?
He looks like Bryce Harper as well. He looks like two very attractive athletes.
And again, not single, we said?
I think that's been established.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I'm sorry. I wasn't, okay.
Thank you, Andrew.
Wow, Muggs came in with that.
Muggs
like the building
ran
was on
in
fire.
Here. Wow.
I was excited. I
and the boner.
Right?
Thank you, Andrew, if that is your name. All right, let's go to line one, Newport Beach. This is Juan. Juan, in this case, he saw a celebrity and thought he was somebody else. Do I have that right, Juan?
Yeah. What's up, guys? Yeah, you do have that right.
All right, what happened?
So I was at a movie premiere that I won tickets with you guys, with Michael Keaton for American Assassin, I think it was.
Right.
And right before the movie started, I went to the restroom, and as I was coming back, there's like a little hallway next to the seats, and the whole cast was there waiting to get called up to the front of the stage. So I just played off like I know everybody just to be funny, just so I could shake Michael Keaton's hand, you know. So
right.
I go up, I'm like, hey, you guys are going to do a great job, you know. So I start shaking hands, and then Michael Keaton, I get to him, and then he calls me Ray. And I was like, Ray? I'm thinking it's like a production guy or something like that, but he's like, oh, hey, how's it going, Ray? So I went with it. I'm Ray now.
All right. So then what happened?
So nothing. I was just okay. Ready the whole night, right. And I kept shaking his hand.
Well, that story ended disappointingly.
It did.
Do you want them to, like, go out for drinks after?
I wanted to go up in front of the crowd or whatever.
Something.
He brought him up. This is my best boy, Rick Ray.
It did kind of flame out, didn't it? All right. Let's go to Mike. How about Mike, line 7, please? He is in Marina Del Rey, I want to say.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
So this was like 10 years ago. James Vanderbeek was in St. Louis, Missouri, where I'm from at the time. He was like promoting a movie that he just did. And a friend of mine knew the like the production team or something. So we got to go hang out at this party that afterwards, after they were finished. And of course, excited to meet him, super nice. We ended up hanging out with him the entire night. And I'm just kind of like taking it all in. I'm like 21 at the time. And we get back to this, we're at this bar, and this beautiful woman comes in, and she's like, I hear, there's, like, a movie star. She had, like, an accent, so I don't think she knew who James Vanderbeek actually was.
Right.
And we're sitting on a couch in this room, and James Vanderbeek just points to me, and so she comes and sits down by me, and I pretty much just rattle off. I think I literally said, I was a big teen heartthrob in the 90s. And try to pretend to be James Vanderbeek while he sits there and
that's funny.
That's amazing.
While he watches you be him.
Exactly.
That is the opposite of being C-blocked.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Right.
What a wingman.
I didn't seal the deal, so nothing happened.
Come on, Mike. You're disappointed to all of us. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
106.7 K-Rock. It's KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54. If we have some time before the end of the show, a lot of listeners are sending their best wishes to Pippa in hope mm-hmm. that she makes it today.
Oh.
Running down to the river to mock the crocodile?
Sure.
So if we get a chance, we can check in on the satellite a little bit later on the show.
Fingers crossed, man.
And one listener's even put $20 down on Pippa. So,
wow.
Yeah, fingers crossed indeed. That's coming up. First, though, it's Friday morning, 7:55. Allie is here. Time for What's Happening.
Well, in the 7 o'clock What's Happening, we like to take a look at our playlist. We have linked it at Kevin and Bean on Twitter and at Kevin and Bean on Facebook. Every week, we update it with some new songs, something that we're really interested in at the moment. Could be something from long ago that you're just revisiting, or a brand new song that's out. It's kind of our way to get you interested in some different music that you might not have known about. It is called That's My Jam. You can find it at all of our social medias. Let's start off now with Kevin and your pick.
Mine is Panic at the Disco. They released it this week. The album came out really last night at 9 p.m. called Pray for the Wicked.
Mm-hmm.
And this song is called King of the Clouds.
I don't feel anything at all.
I mean, that's a pretty strong song.
Nice.
Everything I have heard from this new Panic album, this is what, Ali, the third song they've released from it?
I think this was the fourth, yeah.
Fourth, okay. It has been great.
Yeah,
like, great. It sounds like it's going to be their best album ever. I'm so excited to get it.
Yeah, when I got the little notification on my phone that the album was there just waiting for me, I listen to it. And it's real good, you guys.
Love
real
that.
Good. All right, Bean, what about you?
Last Saturday, the world was surprised by a surprise album from the Carters. That's Jay-Z and his wife, Beyonce. They've worked together on a couple of songs before, but this is their first full album together. And it is great, you guys. I hope you weren't one of those suckers who put down your $12 for Tidal on Saturday, because they then made it available everywhere, including Spotify and YouTube on Sunday. But I chose the first single from the Beyonce and Jay-Z album, and this is called Ape Ass. I can't believe we made it. Beyonce can really rap on that song, too.
Yeah, she can. It's amazing.
Impressive. Great great song, great album. I recommend it.
Excellent. Well, mine is from a woman named Liza Ann. You may be saying, hey, didn't you put her on there before? And I sure did and forgot, but I still liked her so much I want to put another song on. This is from her third studio album called Fine But Dying. The song I had on before was called Paranoia. And the interesting thing about this album is she decided she had been kind of hinting in previous albums about having mental illness. Mm-hmm. And for this album, she's like, I'm just going to put it all out there. This is about my panic disorder. This is about my anxiety.
Wow.
This is about my depression. So she said by doing it that way and just laying it bare.
Sounds like a bummer.
She felt less isolated.
That's
but
what I meant.
This song, Small Talks, I think we can all kind of relate to. Go to a party. Just that chit-chat, mm-hmm. and in your brain, you are dying, and you want to be anywhere but there. But this is Liza Ann and Small Talks. The oldest conversation together, it means nothing at all. Small talk, we don't talk enough. Small talk, too much. Somebody get me out of here. All right. I like her. She's real good.
Sounds good.
That's why I forgot I had her on before.
Right.
That song was good as well.
Playlist called That's My Jam.
That's My Jam. You can just join, because then every single week you're going to get updated music right there to your phone. You don't have to do anything. And I understand it's free.
Yes. We put it on KevinandBean.com, KROQ.com, and also the Kevin and Bean social accounts you can
Absolutely.
Find.
Absolutely. By the way, some new releases today. The Cure, Mixed Up. It's a 3-CD box set. Dawes, Password Standard. Nine Inch Nails, Bad Witch. That EP is out.
Yeah!
Yeah. Like we mentioned, Panic at the Disco, Pray for the Wicked. It is great. And Marshmallow, Joy Time 2.
All right.
So there. Some birthdays for you. Meryl Streep, Cyndi Lauper, Carson Daly, and Donald Faison. And that's what's happening.
You don't get this chance very often. Win a free trip to Paris from the Kevin and Bean Show. Coming up in about 20 minutes or so, we'll give you tickets for the KROQ Advanced screening of Mission Impossible Fallout. Then you're qualified for the grand prize drawing for a trip to Paris for the world premiere with the stars on July 27th, including a hotel stay and round-trip airfare. That is on the way in minutes here on KROQ. Have you always been this good at math, Allie?
You guys.
Yes is the answer.
I need to be completely honest here. If people
Please.
Have missed segments about how bad I am at math, mm-hmm. let me just tell you, I was an elementary ed major because there was only one math class that I had to take, and that was called Mathematics for Children, and I squeaked by.
Wow.
You guys, it's not okay.
Well, we did find out earlier this week that you thought 10 to the 6th power was 60. So that was a clue that maybe we had to do this game, right?
Oh, no.
Mission Impossible, KROQ Advanced Screening, and you automatically are eligible for the grand prize drawing. We'll do it immediately after the game for a trip to Paris for the world premiere with the stars on July 27th. Mission Impossible Fallout comes out that day. Can't wait. Looking forward to it. It's time to play Mission Impossible. Allie.
Good morning, Ms. McKay. Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to answer questions about math. The KROQ listener on the line will either say, yes, you can answer the question, or make the more wise decision and say, no, you cannot. Because, come on, you can't even balance a checkbook. This is Allie's Mission Impossible.
Can I ask a question?
Sure. That's my job, really. You're supposed to answer.
But at the beginning, he said, this is your mission if you choose to accept it.
Oh, no, you can't.
Nope. No, I don't.
No, that's not possible.
That's okay.
All right, so we have five winners for this time, and Muggs is in here, and he has all the other winners from the week, and we're mm-hmm. going to do a grand prize drawing from everybody that won this week for
okay.
Paris right. as soon as we're done with this game.
All right. Who's our first contestant, please, Kevin?
All right. First up is Brent in Irvine. Hi, Brent.
Hi, guys.
All right, Brad, I'm going to tell you what question I'm going to ask Allie, and then you tell us whether you think she'll get the answer right or not, okay?
You got it. Let's do
All
it.
Right. Will Allie be able to come up with the number between 68 and 70? What do you think?
I'm going to have to go and say yes this time.
So you think she'll actually know the answer to a math question. Okay, let's see. Allie, what is the number between 68 and 70?
I will say this, Brent. Nice. 69, baby.
Yes!
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Allie's Mission Impossible.
Nicely done.
I feel good about this.
One for one. Who's next?
All right. Next is Art in La Puente. Hi, Art.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Art, what will Allie know the answer to this question? What is 0 times 5? 0 times 5.
Yes.
You say yes, Allie.
I believe anything times 0 is 0.
It is 0.
Yes!
This is Allie's Mission Impossible.
Oh, this feels good,
it's
guys.
It's Mission Possible.
This feels real good.
Congratulations, Art. All right, let's go to Frank in Anaheim. Hi.
Hi.
All right, Frank, here's the question I'll be asking Allie. You have 64 turtles. A quarter of them swim away. How many are left? 64 turtles.
No.
A quarter of them swim away. How many are left? You say no. Allie, do you need to hear the question again?
She's writing down math, Bean.
Oh, she's doing it with pen and paper?
Yep.
Hold
64
and then
turtles?
At the end, she'll use her fingers.
A quarter of them swim away. How many turtles do you have left? And the caller said no, right?
Okay.
Correct.
A quarter is 25, right?
I'll let you just come up with an answer
you
to
have
the question.
To.
So wouldn't you then just subtract 64 from 20, 25 from 64?
I don't need to see the work. I just need an answer.
No, no. I want to see the work. Because the work is good.
39.
I'm sorry. No, the answer is 48, Allie.
Wait, what? How?
Because it's a quarter of 64 turtles that are swimming away.
It's not
which
a,
is
20, oh, it's not 25. It's not
yeah, a
25.
Quarter isn't always 25. Oh, that's right. Just a quarter of 100.
But isn't a quarter always 25?
No, no. It's not. I'm
like
sorry to
in,
say.
In money, though.
Frank, by the way, just won tickets. Am I right?
Congrats, Frank.
This is Allie's Mission Impossible.
Nicely done. She wrote it out in longhand.
All right.
Let's go to Leo in Long Beach. Hi, Leo.
Hey, everybody.
Allie, you've gotten 2 out of 3.
Did you hear him? Did you hear the question?
I did. All right.
Okay. And by the way, you've given 3 winners in a row.
Okay.
Their tickets. So
Excellent.
That's how you should look at it. All right. Will Allie know what is the square root of 144? What is the square root of 144? What do you think, Leo?
Okay. She made me nervous on the last question, but I'm confident that Allie knows what the square root of 144 is. Yeah.
All right. A lot of confidence in Miss McKay. Allie, what is the answer, please?
She's writing it out again.
I feel like that's when you do that little check mark.
Uh-huh.
Over
that's
it.
Right. That's right.
But I don't know what comes after that. So
okay.
Oh, Leo, is it 12?
It is.
Leo, I'm so sorry. Because I thought 12 times.
Are you crying?
Oh, Leo.
How did you know that?
Oh, Leo. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Allie came up with a square root.
Wow.
All
yes,
right.
Yeah, he said yes.
No. Oh.
He didn't say yes.
Okay.
we need to get Leo back on the line.
All right. I'm sorry. All right.
All right, so he's a winner. So everybody's a winner. You get a car, everybody gets a car.
Okay, Leo, call back.
Let's go to Jennifer in Sherman Oaks. Hi there.
We're the worst.
Hey, party people.
Hi there.
Hey.
Jennifer, this has been torturous, hasn't it?
I actually really enjoyed it.
Allie's 3 out of 4.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Here is the question for Allie. What is 12:07 p.m.? In military time.
Well,
Jennifer,
knows
what
that.
Is 12:07 p.m. in military time? Will Allie be able to do that conversion and give us an answer?
I'm going to say yes.
You say yes. All right. Allie, what is 12:07 p.m. in military time?
Everyone knows it's 17:09.
It is 17:09.
Wait,
but
is
that's
that a joke
only
answer?
That's only if you're Kevin, unfortunately. Right. That's Kevin's answer.
Okay. 12:07 converting to military time is 12:07.
You are correct.
Look at that.
Ladies and gentlemen. And
Jennifer, way to be, Allie.
And Jennifer
way to
said
be, Jennifer.
Yes, right? We have another winner. All 5 contestants got into the grand prize drawing, right? So they were done with the tickets in this game.
And now let's bring up Beer Mug because he has added those names to the rest of the names from earlier in the week, and somebody is about to win a trip to Paris, the one in France.
Guys, out of our winners all week, I just picked Frank from Anaheim on line three.
What?
What?
Frank!
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
How do you feel about going to Paris?
I'm okay with that.
How about taking me, Frank?
Let's do it.
Oh, wasn't expecting it. Okay.
Have a great time. Say hi to Tom Cruise. Enjoy. Send us a picture of you in front of the Eiffel Tower July 27th for the world premiere of Mission Impossible Fallout. Go see the movie. It looks great. Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Allie.
Thank you.
This has been Allie's Mission Impossible.
This is Allie's Mission Impossible.
I'm saying you're not eligible because you work here.
I'm saying
so you're not eligible.
I'm saying that's not anywhere in the rules. You say that, texture 100 gets to pick a song,
right?
If I text and I'm texture 100, my song should be eligible.
What song are you dying to get in that you're going to text and be texture 100?
Well, you're going to find out in a minute, aren't you?
Maybe, maybe not.
Here's the deal. Every Friday about this time, we open it up to you to hear any song you like that you've ever heard on K-Rock. If we still have it in the system, we will be happy to play it for you, no matter how weird or obscure it is. The number is 1-800-520-1067. Look at the great work you've done in past weeks.
I know this is weird, but add your name to the text. You're not used to doing that because when you text your friends, they know who it is.
Right.
But we don't, so add your name to it so that we can call you back.
All right, I'm going to add Bean to this text.
That'll help us rule you out.
And I am sending it right now.
It's cute.
And you can too, 1-800-520-1067. What?
It's cute that you don't think you're blocked.
How dare you? I had forgotten about that, actually. All right, 8:55. Allie, what's happening?
So last night when I see James Corden tweet, okay, so here it is, quite possibly the best carpool karaoke we've done so far. I hope you like it. I'll never, ever forget it. Take a breath and jump in. I thought, I've seen Adele.
Right, that was a pretty good one.
You are not topping it, young man. You are not. And I am not a huge Beatles fan.
Right.
I like their music. Obviously, I know every word to every song because that's just what you do with Beatles songs. I was not prepared to cry like a goddamn baby watching this.
Really?
You should be prepared to cry at all times at everything.
Probably true. But it was so touching and so beautiful. And Paul McCartney is a goddamn gem of a human. The way he interacts with people is he's arguably the most famous person the world. And he treats people with kindness and respect. So James Corden, they go to Liverpool. They started out just chit-chatting in the car. And James got the inside scoop on how one of their biggest hits came about.
I had a dream in the 60s where my mom, who died, came to me in the dream and was reassuring me, saying, it's going to be okay. Just let it be. And I went, I felt so sort of great and like, oh boy, it's going to be great. You know, she gave me the positive word. So I woke up and I went, what was that? What did she say? Let it be. So I've never heard that.
Yeah.
That's kind of good, you know. So I wrote the song, Let It Be, but it was her positivity.
That's the most beautiful story I've ever heard.
When I find myself in times of trouble, one man comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
So they sing, and you see James Corden tearing up. I'm about to tear up. It was so beautiful, and you realize why he's tearing up.
I can remember my granddad, who's a musician, and my dad sitting me down and saying, we're going to play you the best song you've ever heard. And I remember them playing me that.
Really?
If my granddad was here right now, he'd get an absolute kick out of this.
He is.
Oh, Paul McCartney just said he is. You guys, if you are not crying right now, what is wrong with you? He is singing with one of his grandfather and father's idols. And, oh.
Yeah.
I'm starting to cry, you guys. It is so damn good. But then the best part is they then go to one of his, well, they went to Penny Lane, which was awesome. They step out of the car and they've got a placard for Penny Lane. So Paul McCartney signs it. And James Corden's like, anyone that comes up to take a picture here is going to be like, oh, look at this jackass sign, right, Paul McCartney. What a loser.
I won't believe it.
Won't believe it.
Did you get the idea that was the first time he'd ever been there since?
Yeah, it didn't feel
the
like
Beatles
he.
Time?
Yeah, because he's driving by saying, that's where my brother got married. That's where I was a choir boy. Like, everything to him felt like a new memory.
Yes.
It was amazing. But then they went to his home that basically he had grown up in, then started writing songs with John Lennon. And we'll have some clips of that later. But I will tell you this. If you watch that and you do not get at least a new respect for Paul McCartney, your soul is dead, my friend.
They didn't do any of his. They didn't do any of his new songs, and that helps.
They did do one. They did the hitting on. Are you hitting on me? Are you hitting?
Oh no, I didn't see that part at the end.
No, it was in the car, and it was actually pretty good.
Wow.
Because I was shocked, because that is not a great song. But Paul McCartney is like acting it out as he's singing it, which was delightful. But ugh. You guys, I wasn't prepared. And let me tell you, you won't be.
Paul has not lost any of the charm that he had as a Beatle.
No.
He really hasn't. There's still something about him that is special.
Yeah. And everywhere he goes, people freak out because he's like a god.
Yes.
And like Ali says, he's so gracious and sort of just brings them back down to reality and just says, hi, nice to meet you. And he handles it so well.
He walked into the Penny Lane barbershop. That woman was not prepared to see him. I was concerned she was going to have a heart attack.
But don't you think everyone that ever meets him now is just like her?
Absolutely.
And
the fact that in this you see people from teenagers up to in their 80s and their level excitement for him was the same. Oh, he's so gentle with people. And it was...
Well, I can't wait to see it now.
God. Damn it, I'm going to cry again.
It's really good. You should watch it. It's 20 minutes, but worth it.
Yeah, and I hate to say it, Adele, but...
she got maybe the new favorite.
Take a seat. Yeah, it was so... I wasn't prepared. All right, here's some birthdays for you. Carson Daly, Donald Faison, Meryl Streep, and Cyndi Lauper. That's what's happening.
I'm just saying you're working on the show. You have your input. You don't need to text. This is for the listeners.
I don't get to pick any songs, though.
It's the listeners.
I thought today was going to be my day, but apparently I wasn't goddamn Texter 100.
That's too bad. Mm.
Hey, it's time to keep it 100, you guys. I got to keep it 100. Keep it 100, baby. Keep it 100. I keep it 100. Keep it 100. All right, I'll tell you what textures came close, and then I'll tell you what my song was, and then you tell me whether we made the right decision.
All right.
Okay? Texter number 99 this time, sorry, just missed it, is Priscilla was looking for a little sex dwarf by Soft Cell.
Oh,
good one. That's a good
one. Not a bad song. I wonder if she knows Brad Williams, by the way. Texter 101 was John from Burbank. Lemonhead's Mrs. Robinson was going to be his choice.
Oh, here's to you, John.
Bean, I see what you did there. Bean from New Orleans, Louisiana, listening online, wanted to hear I Want to Be a Cowboy by Boys Don't Cry.
I got to be honest, that's a pretty good choice.
And you can be my cowgirl? That one?
Yes,
no.
That's exactly what that is.
That's a pretty good choice. I love it.
But I'm so upset.
I wasn't Texter 100,
what a shame.
Because apparently Ron from Duarte was. He's the lucky winner this week, and he joins us on the photo of the Kevin Beach Show right now. Ron, how are you?
I'm amazing. Sorry, not sorry, Bean.
Yes, you blocked me, man. You beat me out. Well, you're a better man than I am. What do you have going on this weekend, my friend?
I'm trying to get out of work because we're heading to Laughlin for 4 days.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Fantastic. Didn't
liquid from the neck down. That's what you call and say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you leave early, my friend. Leave early. All right. You get a choice of any song you've ever heard on K-Rock. What are you in the mood for today, Ron?
I want to hear some Prisoner of Society by The Living End because it gets me going.
That is a great song. Thank you for listening. Thank you for texting. Thank you for being you. Enjoy your song on K-Rock.
Thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
You too.
not the enemy. Just a prisoner of society. 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 Society.
Come on, Ron from Duarte. That is a great choice.
I can't be mad at Ron. I got to be honest. Hey, Prisoner of Society is a song by the band Living End. They're an Australian punk rock band who have had lots of success down under, by the way. They've had like a dozen hits or something like that in Australia. But that was their big moment here in America. Allie, what year was Prisoner of Society a big song here on K-Rock?
That is very simple because I remember I had just moved back to town after college. I was back. That is 1998.
You got to pick one.
97, actually.
Yeah, damn it.
Oh, pretty close.
Yeah, you were very close. Rod from Duarte, great choice. We'll do it again next Friday here on Keep It 100.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:36.
I'm sorry to interrupt here, Kevin. I know we got a lot going on, but I'm getting word that Dave is standing by in Australia at the Adelaide River.
He went all the way to Australia?
If we could just by satellite, we could check in with Dave and find out what is going on. This better be important, Dave, because we got a lot to get to on the show. What's happening down there, man? Dave bringing the didgeridoo.
Rocky, good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are ya?
Well, good morning, King of Australia. What is happening down there? I understand you're at the Adelaide River. How come?
Yes, because we're here to see Pippa, who we play a game every morning because it's very, very early in the morning. Hold on just one second.
Okay, we don't...
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure I don't understand. What?
Time.
What do you mean you play a game, Dave?
We send out Pippa, while I'm here with Kai Hansen, and we send out Pippa to check on our friend Casey the crocodile.
Oh, so Pippa runs down to where the crocodile-infested waters are and sees if she can touch noses and then turn around and run back to the house?
He says a little good morning, a little snog, and says hello.
Let's go check.
Pippa, go Pippa's say hi.
Ready to go. Okay, here we go.
Good luck. Fingers crossed.
Come on. Oh!
No!
No!
I really thought she was going to make it.
I didn't see that coming.
I guess you got a didgeridog.
That is unfortunate. All right, King, fly on back. We'll see you back here in Los Angeles soon, okay?
Bye.
Boy. He does a great accent.
It really went from a little Australian to straight up, like, pip, pip, cheerio. Yep. That was amazing.
That is so sad about Pip. I really thought today was the day.
Same. I had fingers crossed, but no.
Damn it. All right. Friday morning, 9:38. Allie, what's up?
Kat's in here, too, as she does on Fridays.
Yeah, Kat's going to let us know. It's very sad. But we keep checking in, and things could change.
Monday, for sure.
For sure.
I got a good feeling about
Monday. Yeah. Fresh from the weekend. Little fightener.
Sure.
We'll check it out. We're going to talk with Kat in just a bit about some fun things happening this weekend. But first, last hour we played a little bit of James Corden and The Late Late Show. They headed to London for the week, and one of the highlights was last night's carpool karaoke with Paul McCartney. And did I cry last hour playing clips?
Yes, you did.
I did. Mm-hmm. Will I again? Who knows? But I'll tell you this. It's moving. It's beautiful. Paul McCartney is just a gentle, beautiful soul. But in this clip, we get to find out how Paul would, he'd disguise himself so all the neighbors outside wouldn't know it was him.
Kook.
My dad's so sweet, you know, any fans came to the door, come in, love, you don't want a cup of tea?
Right.
You know. Because we're trying to sort of, you know, not do that.
Yeah.
One night, I was a bit fed up with all the fandom and that, you know. Because you're coming home.
Sure.
You want to let it all go.
Yeah.
Because tomorrow I'm going to be back in that. So I just want a little respite from it, you know. So I had a little disguise. Put a little hat.
What was the disguise?
And a moustache, glasses, little flat hat, and old raincoat. So I sort of walk out, and there's a couple of fans out there. And I walk out, and I'm thinking, cheers, Jim. Ta-da! And I'm walking out, and he goes, hello, Paul.
So cute. And then he heads into the bathroom to talk about the acoustics.
There's the bog, which was the acoustic chamber.
The acoustic chamber?
Hey, everything sounds better in the bog. Doesn't it?
Absolutely.
You go out here, it's like it doesn't sound as good. I would spend hours in here, and with my guitar. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just sitting on the toilet, yep. Playing a guitar in his family home.
I
amazing.
I didn't need to see the sitting on the toilet part, but okay.
I thought it was pretty good.
Kevin, everyone poops.
It's true. Oh, even Paul McCartney. Okay. I don't know if he does. I don't know. It's very lame. but then they head to a pub, and people are all just drinking, having a good time. A curtain drops, and Paul McCartney starts singing, full band. People are losing their minds.
I would have too.
It was it was so good, you guys. If you have a chance today to watch it, it is it's everywhere. Just Google, you know, carpool karaoke. It is wonderful. You're gonna love it. I guarantee it.
Dino, give us a call right now. Money back.
Exactly. and bad news, you guys. If you're a fan of Timeless, it has been canceled by NBC for the second time. So it will not be coming back. However, there was a huge cliffhanger at the end of last season. What about Rufus?
Right.
What about Rufus?
What do we do about Rufus?
There may be a way that they wrap it all up and they resolve that cliffhanger. They're still in talks with that. So stay tuned. But sorry, Timeless fans. Sorry, Dave, the King of Mexico. But he's in Australia. What does he care?
It's okay.
Took it
hard.
But cheer up, dude, because ABC is officially moving forward. Okay? A little bit? Moving forward with it. I feel like I should just let him cry.
Is he single?
This one. This guy. So tender.
Probably.
ABC officially moving forward with that spinoff of Roseanne. It's going to be called The Conners. The new take, going to be still a multi-camera comedy, premiere in the fall, will follow the Connor family who, after a sudden turn of events, are forced to face daily struggles in life in a way they never had to before.
Why?
So, well, because Roseanne will not be any part of it.
Why?
ABC stressed in their announcement that she has no further creative or financial participation.
Why?
Well, she had sent out some pretty racist tweets. And
why?
That's what the whole cast and crew was wondering, because they swiftly canceled the show. So she agreed to be no part of it. She will be considered, I believe, executive producer, but that's per the union rules for the Writers Guild of America. So they.
I bet she still live tweets how much she hates it.
I can't imagine her being quiet about it. I cannot at all.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some happy things, Kat.
Yeah.
And by Kat, movie star Kat.
Oh, my God.
What's happening?
Got it. No. You know, there's this film called The Icarus Line Must Die. There's an L.A. band called The Icarus Line. I played a lot over Locals Only. They were always on the fringe. They were always considered troublemakers in the whole L.A. underground scene. They had quite a tumultuous history. So what Michael Grodner did, the director of this film, it's a narrative. It's not a documentary. They've taken real life, the history of the Icarus Line, and then made this narrative film out of it. And it's really just beautifully black and white and dark. And I mean, there's like Keith Morris from Black Flag and the Circle Jerks is in it. Ariel Pink. There's a long list of people. And I think we have a clip, right?
We do.
I think I'm in this one.
Yeah, Eric. Hey, what's up, man? It's Mr. Khan, dude. I need you to take care of some for me, man. Yeah, I got these guys. I want you
that
to double cross
that's
for me.
Cucamonga Heat.
Oh,
yeah. We want
Icarus Must Die.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In studio, the man, the myth, the legend, Joe Cardamone from the Icarus Line.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
It's been a long time.
It's been a minute.
Yeah. You know, the first time I had you in studio, people were like, "You're having the Icarus Line in? Like, dude, they are gonna break your windows and pee on your rug." And I was like, they're animals on stage. I'm sure they're perfectly fine to be in studio.
And look what happened.
Right?
You're still here.
You're still here.
Exactly.
My carpet's fine. So V2, major label, Icarus Line gets signed.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I know.
What was that like?
Honestly, we wouldn't have been able to be signed anywhere else. Any other label. John Seidel was probably the only person on the face of the planet that would have signed the band at that time and who was he didn't care what happened. You know, he just wanted to pour a little gasoline on the fire and, like, watch it.
Cat, everybody. Come on.
Cat. I'm Joe.
How did you get in the headspace for such a role?
It was a stretch. Yes. I needed some motivation, but Joe Cardamone of the Icarus Line gave it to me. And Joe and the director are going to do, they're going to do a screening at the Lemley in Santa Monica tonight of the film The Icarus Line Must Die. And then they're going to do a Q&A after. So it's really great. I urge you to watch the trailer. I'll tweet it out again and you can.
And are you going to be there?
I'm going to try to make it. I'm doing FIFA stuff. I'm very busy.
Every time I turn on the World Cup, I hear Kat. I love that.
Isn't that awesome?
I love it. I do love it.
But it's weird because it's international, so I'm constantly like, hey, are you available at 11 p.m. to do it? You know, yeah, whatever. All right, other things you could do tonight. The band Waves, they're doing a free show at Fig and 7th tonight, downtown L.A., which is always fun, and those guys are great. And then tomorrow, the Hollywood Bowl is filling itself with mariachi music.
Oh.
The 29th annual Mariachi USA show. 29th annual.
Wow.
That means it's been done 28 times before.
I'm thinking it's like half the seats, though, because those hats, they're so big.
They are big.
How you get them all in there?
Right.
It's going to be amazing. So some stuff you might want to go try.
Very cool, Kat. Yeah. Let's wrap it up with some birthdays. Meryl Streep, Cyndi Lauper, Carson Daly, and Donald Faison. And that's what's happening.
Thank you, Allie. And Kat, the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win Strikers commercial free for all. During your drive home today here on the world-famous K-Rock Monday, we're going to give you details on a huge band at a tiny little place.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Get his weak stuff out of here.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Now hiring both locations.
Roll another one.
Yes, but it actually is.
Just like the other one.
That was a whiff.
This one seems to be about quit.
Oh, hello.
And I need another hit.
There's a sentence I never thought I'd say, but if you thought a sausage couldn't really hurt anyone, frankly, think again.
It just came out of nowhere. It was like...
And hard,
yeah.
Roll another one.
Don't behave like a dickhead.
Just like the other one.
Lessons Andy Dorfman could have used.
This one seems to be about this man.
That's a woman for you.
And I don't have another cent.
You guys got off easy, but next week, I promise, you will be getting wet.
Who could never think of such a thing?
Just pass it around.
How did you do so goodness?
And don't bogart that joint, my friend.
That's the answer.
Well, just pass it on down.
Pass it on down.
We put our dog down this morning. This was worse.
I'm sorry, are you firing me?
I am.
Can you do that?
I'm not sure.
Did it go well? No.
And that's... concludes our evening. We hope you enjoyed the program and the food. Thank you all for coming and have a great evening.
Are we still on for drinks tonight?
Please stop asking us.
We never were.
We'll figure it out later.
Be excellent to each other. Party on, dudes. San Dimas High School football rules.